Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Welcome to our service of worship on this fourth Sunday of Lent. Today we're celebrating the Feast of the Annunciation. Let us take a moment now to quiet our hearts, prepare for worship, and invite Creator to speak to our hearts this day. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ among us, our Savior and our God. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal One, have mercy upon us. Dear friends, God is with us as we connect here today with open hearts. The presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let us take a moment and offer to God the things that we have said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect of the day for the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord. O God, we rejoice in your salvation, for your Spirit brought to life in Mary the One who saves your people from all their sins. Send your Spirit on your church to quicken all that is barren in us, that we may give birth to Christ for our world today. Amen. And now we invite the Reverend Jan Warren to present the first reading.
This is a reading from the book of Prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, beginning at the 10th verse. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm between the lections today is Psalm 45. Let us say the psalm together. My heart overflows with a godly theme. I address my verses to the King. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your glory and majesty. In your majesty, ride on victoriously for the cause of truth and to defend the right. Let your right hand teach you your dread deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of equity. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are all fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. Daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen in the gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your lord, bow to him. The people of Tyre will seek your favor with gifts, the riches of the people, with all kinds of wealth. The princess is decked in her chamber with gold woven robes. In many colored robes she is led to the king. Behind her the virgins, her companions follow. With joy and gladness they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. In the place of ancestors you, O king, shall have sons, so you will make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be celebrated in all generations. Therefore the peoples will praise you forever and ever. Our second reading is presented by the Reverend Anita Jerkovich.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, beginning at the fourth verse. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you do not have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, see, God, I will come to do your will. O God, in the scroll of the book it is written of me. When he said above, you have neither desired nor taken pleasures in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law. He added, see, I have come to do your will. He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Now we invite the Reverend Liz Lovazu to present the Holy Gospel.
Holy Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. He came to her and said, greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, was also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing is impossible with God. Then Mary said, here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now we invite the Reverend Jean Porce to share with us a reflection on the readings.
Loving Creator, open our hearts and minds to your holy word and to your word made flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we live and move and have our being.
Amen.
We're taking a break from the heaviness of Lent to celebrate the feast of the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and gives her some, well, surprising news. She's been chosen to bear God's own son. Mary hesitates, questioning the possibility that she might conceive without having known a man. And the angel is unimpressed, telling her basically, "You think that's something? Your cousin Elizabeth, old and barren as she is, will also bear a child, for nothing is impossible with God." "Oh, well, in that case, okay," says Mary. It's an old, familiar story, one we know well. God calls Mary to be the mother of Jesus, but she feels some understandable confusion. Gabriel reassures her, and Mary gives in, says yes. Wondrous things happen because nothing's impossible with God. But we don't believe in miracles anymore. All around us, the blind see and the deaf regain their hearing, while we wonder if God isn't dead after all, or maybe just asleep at the wheel. We can be excused for raising that question, I think, because the message from the world is, "Mayday, mayday, are you there, God? Mayday." How does God respond? He calls us, just as he called Mary, to serve. And like Mary, we raise an objection or two. We aren't good enough or young enough. You know the drill. "Not me, Lord. You need someone smarter, someone holier, someone else." But like Gabriel, God is unimpressed by our argument. I cannot find even a single incident in Scripture where God says to the unwilling callee, "You know what? I do need a brighter bulb than you bring to bear. Never mind." Not one. Instead, God reassures us. He tells us that we're not in this alone. We never were. He says to us, he says to you today, just as he said to Israel those thousands of years ago, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Let's take a look at what's happening here. Glance around you right now for the smallest thing you can see. It may be a freckle on your hand, perhaps a tiny bit of lint on your shirt, perhaps the ball in the tip of your ballpoint pen. And we'll come back to that tiny thing in just a moment. But now take a look at the space where you're listening now, the room, the interior of your car, perhaps the patio if you're in a warm region, just whatever spot in which you find yourself. Imagine, if you will, space bounded as it is by walls or doors or fence or garden. Imagine that it is the entirety of the universe. In the space of your room are stars and planets beyond number, galaxies, black holes, nebulae, asteroid belts, stars dying, stars being born, and worlds coming into existence. All the created world, the universe, perhaps many universes, contained within your space. And that speck that dot, that's planet Earth. And on that tiny blue marble are billions of people. Are you? And the holy, mighty creator of all there is, God. God sent Jesus, his son, to become one of the uncountable people on that tiny speck in the vastness of creation. To live as a man, to die on a cross, so that we might become God's own people, God's own children, so that you, listening to a faceless voice on a computer in the quiet of your place, could become more than you ever thought you could be, could become God's beloved child, the beloved brother or sister of Christ. If that's not a miracle, I don't know what is. The Almighty, all-powerful, all-holy God calls you today. That God reassures you that you are the one God wants, just as you are, here and now, the frail, flawed human that you are, hurt and broken by life in so many ways. That God speaks to you, saying, I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. My friends, today God invites you to a new life, a life where fear gives way to trust, where worry fades into peace, where doubt is overcome by faith, a life where you are never alone, but move through every challenge and joy with God at your side, holding your hand, helping you. If you are ready to welcome God into your life, God is ready to transform it. Like Mary, you need only to say yes to begin your own wondrous journey with God. Yes. Amen.
And now we invite the Reverend John Boyd to lead us in a time of prayer.
In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all the people in their daily life and work.
For our family, friends, and neighbors, and for all those who are alone.
We remember this world with all of its tension and strife. We pray especially for those who are experiencing violence, terror, and oppression. We pray for the people of London in the wake of the attack on the people at their parliamentary site. For this community, our country, and our world.
For all
who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
We are mindful that we are stewards of this planet, and that there is much work to do to restore the damages taking place. We pray that all who are abusing resources for selfish means and those who willfully destroy the delicate ecosystems for monetary gain will have a change of heart and work to reverse what has been done for the just and the proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
We pray for all who are sick, all who are in need to know God's healing touch in their lives. In the quiet of their hearts, we commend to God all who are ill, afraid, lost, and without hope. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those
who minister to
the sick, the friendless,
and the needy.
For the peace and the unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and
all who seek the truth.
For Deborah, our Archbishop, and for all bishops and our ministers.
For all who serve God
in the Church.
For our own needs and the needs of others. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy
is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all those who have died in the peace of Christ and for those whose faith is known to you alone. And they may be have place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who
put here for us in you.
Gracious God, you have heard the prayers of our faithful people. You know our needs before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Grant us our request as may be best for you. This we ask in the name of our of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and all with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. I invite you to say the following words. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things and give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred time of connection move us to be blessing in the world. May we be the hands of Christ, assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the spirits.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to you for joining us this day, And we also give thanks for our clergy participants, Bishop Jean Porsche, the Reverend Jan Warren, the Reverend Anita Jakovich, the Reverend John Boyd, and Chaplain Sandy Mansfield for being on hand to help us as we celebrate this wonderful Feast of the Annunciation. We wish everyone out there a blessed Sunday and a great week ahead. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.